went to Hooters when I was down there. I like Hooters. Y'all like the Hooters? I tell you what, I don't know if I'm going to eat there no more. I'm going to tell you, if them shorts get any shorter on them girls, the FDA's going to start making them wear hairnets. Man. Good Lord, that's unsanitary right there. My chicken wings needed a comb over. I know, it's ridiculous. I'm walking out, you're like, how was everything? Everything's pretty. Get her done. You know what I did find out, though? This made me happier than the Pillsbury Queer Boy frosting up some hot butt cakes, I tell you. Hooters got an airline now. They fly into Atlanta, Georgia. Good Lord, that's a good airline. I got 8,000 frequent boner miles on there, all right. Yeah, that's a good airline. First time I ever asked for an aisle seat and prayed for turbulence on an airplane. But them flight waitresses, they ain't very smart, though. They had the Hooters flight attendant in there, and I asked her if I could see the cockpit, and she pulled her shorts down. You believe that? I'm with you. It was ridiculous. And the idiot next to me goes, is that the black box I was talking about right there? Reverend, do you want to knock it off? Don't give the preacher nothing to drink no more. But they was pretty girls on there. There's some airlines ain't got pretty girls. I was on this airline the other day. I ain't going to mention the name of them, Continental. All right, but they was the ugliest flight attendants I ever seen. I shouldn't have made eye contact, and I did, and I looked right at that one girl, and my wiener went in and out my butt crack. All right? I swear. My eyeball seen her, my wiener come out, spun around, shot right out my damn ass crack. And that's documented. That's a true story right there. You know you're ugly when you're making fellas poop their own wiener. You know what I mean? That's glamour shots ugly right there. That's glamour shots ugly. I don't like going to the airport no how because of the daggone security. Don't profile nobody, which pisses me off. I mean, it's irritating. You got to take everything off. Take your jacket off. Take your shoes off. I went through the other day to save time and nothing but a pair of Speedos. And they still pulled me out and accused me of smuggling in a pocket knife. Make you take your shoes off now because of the shoe bomber. Take your shoes off. They need to start making women take their panties off. Then I'll go back to the airport. Shoot, I'll get there early for that flight. Sorry, ma'am, you're going to have to take your panties off. It's a law. Take them off. What the hell? Is that a fuse? Hey, security, we got a panty bomber over here. Security, we got a panty bomber. That ain't right. Lord, I apologize for that. And even though it was funny. And be with the starving pygmies in New Guinea. Amen. My grandma almost got in trouble at the airport. She had some marijuana in her purse. Because she's on the medical marijuana for her eyes. I don't think it's making her see any better, but she is making some really good brownies. I tell you that, but... Good Lord, I bet they're getting $200 a plate for them up at the church. They always say, you take marijuana, make you see better. Let me tell you something. You want to see better? Drink tequila. You drink that, you're going to see stuff you ain't never seen in your whole life on tequila. But that's a bad deal. I don't drink no more tequila. I used to drink tequila, but my neighbors got up a petition, so I can't do it no more. And I don't care what they say, I still say it, none of them puppies look nothing like me. All right? I don't want to talk about that, all right? But it was a long night, that's all I know.